Bava Basra, Perakei Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah will address some of the laws involved in a person who's selling selling wine or shemen or oil. You have to remember in the antiquity they didn't have bottles that they sold normally along with the wine. People brought their own utensils and it was measured out. And we're going to begin by discussing points involving in the measurement. Hamocher Yayin Vashemen Lachavero. If somebody is selling wine and or oil to their friend, v'hukru o shehuzlu, it either went up in value during the time that the sale is going on, or it went down in value. So it's going to be important to know when that change in price goes on, who the item belongs to, because the person who is in possession of the item when it goes up in value or down in value, they're the one who for whom this price difference makes a difference. The other person doesn't own it yet, and therefore, if let's say if they back out of the sale, etc., they will have benefited from the price change, or if the price went down, they'll have lost money. So the Mishnah says that im ad shelo nismales hamida, if it happens the change in price at a time before the mida, before the measure that's being used to measure out the wine or the oil, before it gets filled up, if it's happening before it gets filled up, la mocher, then it belongs to the mocher, the seller, because until it has filled up, the mida, this measuring cup, is in the possession of the mocher, the seller. Mishenis malis hamida, but once it's filled up, la lokeach, the mida belongs is in the possession of the lokeach, of the purchaser, and therefore it went up in value, went down in value. It's happening in his reshus, in his domain, in his possession. Now, the Gemara points out, it says it's really hard to understand what this case is talking about. Who does this mida belong to? Who does this measuring cup belong to? If it belongs to the seller, so then, even after it's filled up, the lokeach, the purchaser, has not acquired it yet. So why should we say once it's filled up, it belongs to the lokeach? And if it belongs to the lokeach, so then even before you fill it up, let's say once you get to the a marking on the line, I'm pouring it out to him. Once it reaches their demarcation lines within the mida, within the measuring cup, once it reaches a demarcation line that we can agree, okay, I filled up a quarter cup so far. So at that point already, it should belong to the lokeach. Once we're able to determine that we've reached a certain point. So what's the Mishnah talking about? So the Gemara says the Mishnah is actually talking that the mida, the measuring cup belongs to a third party, and who's lending it out his measuring cup to the two of them. And what it's informing us is that up before it's filled, it's lent out to the mocher. It's lent out to the seller. And therefore, if there's a price change that happens during that time, the item belongs to him. However, once it fills up, the norm is that the third party is lending it now to the lokeach, because now he's the one who's going to go and put it into his utensil. So it's lent out to him, and therefore, if at that point it changes price, it belongs to him, since it's now in his keli, in the utensil that's been lent to him, to the purchaser. Now, the Mishnah says, v'imhaya sarser b'nehen, if there's a middleman in between them, whose job is, they've actually hired him to do the measuring, nishbra chavis, if the utensil breaks, nishbra the sarser, it is broken to the responsibility of the sarser, of the middleman. The middleman is responsible for what happens, providing, of course, that it's not a complete against his will, but it's something that he has some sort of negligence in, he is responsible. Now, the chayev lahatav shalosh lo shalosh tipin. Now, this is going back to the standard case of a seller and a purchaser, and the seller is measuring out from his utensil into the purchaser's utensil, the wine or the oil. And he's chayav, he's obligated to make sure that after he's poured out all the contents, that, you know, it continues to drip, at least three drops from the dripping, he's obligated to give to the purchaser. However, herkino umitza, after he does that, he turns it over, and, you know, sometimes the liquid will gather. Once it's all gone down the sides, it gathers and together at the bottom of the utensil, hareo shel mocher, that belongs to the seller. He doesn't have to give that reconstituted amount. The seller is able to keep that. He does not have to give that to the buyer. at all. The Mishnah continues, V'achenveni, a storekeeper, Eino chayav lahatif shalosh tipin. He's not obligated to do this idea of letting three drops drip out after the main contents has exited his utensil. He doesn't have to do that because he's busy with all the people coming into his store and buying things from him. He doesn't have to take that the time out for that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Erev Shabbos im chashecha pater. He says, no, that which we say a storekeeper is not obligated to drip out the last three drops, that's only on Erev Shabbos, just before Shabbos, when people are really in a big rush. Then he's pater. But otherwise, even a chenveni, even a storekeeper, is obligated to give those three drops to the purchaser.